Welcome to Rayleigh Meets on the Move. In today's episode, we'll cover the importance of networking in professional life, tips for successful networking, including researching events and practicing your pitch, tips for navigating networking challenges such as managing awkward moments and dealing with rejection, as well as tips for building long-term professional relationships, including providing value and staying connected on social media. Networking is such an important part of our professional lives these days. It's all about making those connections, exchanging information, and expanding our opportunities. And as technology evolves, networking has become more than just attending events in person. We now have virtual platforms and social media to help us connect with professionals all over the world. But how do we navigate this world of networking with grace and professionalism? Well, it all comes down to understanding networking etiquette. Knowing how to make a positive impression and form meaningful relationships is key. So, let's dive into some essential networking etiquette tips. First, we need to know how to initiate conversations. It's all about breaking the ice and finding common ground. Ask open-ended questions and show genuine interest in the other person. Once the conversation is underway, it's important to listen actively. This means really paying attention and asking follow-up questions. And don't forget to exchange contact information. You never know when you might need to reach out to someone in the future. After the event, don't forget to follow up. Send a personalized message thanking the person for their time and referencing something you discussed. And don't be afraid to connect on social media to keep the relationship alive. Mastering networking etiquette can really enhance your professional network and open doors for your career. So next time you attend a networking event, remember these tips and go out there with confidence. Happy networking! Networking events are great opportunities for professionals to connect and build relationships. But to make the most out of these events, it's important to set the stage appropriately. Here are some tips to help you do just that. Firstly, do your research. Before attending a networking event, take the time to understand the purpose of the gathering and the expected attendees. This research will help you prepare conversation topics and make meaningful connections. Knowing some background information about the event can give you a head start in starting conversations and making connections that matter. Next, dress appropriately. Your attire can leave a strong first impression on others and show that you take the event seriously. So make sure to dress in a way that aligns with the event's dress code and the industry you are in. Dressing professionally will help you stand out and show that you mean business. Don't forget to bring business cards. Having a sufficient number of business cards ready to exchange with other professionals is essential. Business cards serve as a reminder of your interaction and make it easier for others to contact you in the future. So make sure you have them handy and are prepared to give them out when needed. Another important aspect of setting the stage for networking is practicing your elevator pitch. Be ready to introduce yourself succinctly and highlight your skills and accomplishments. Crafting a well-crafted elevator pitch can spark interest in you and your work, making it more likely that others will want to connect with you. When you approach others at a networking event, do so with confidence. Be proactive in starting conversations with other attendees. Approach them with a smile and open body language to indicate your friendliness and willingness to engage. Don't be afraid to take the initiative and strike up a conversation. Remember, everyone is there for the same reason, to network and connect with others. Once you've started a conversation, make sure to listen actively. Actively listening to what others are saying demonstrates respect and interest in the other person. It helps to build a rapport and shows that you are genuinely interested in what they have to say. So resist the urge to just talk about yourself and take the time to listen and engage in a meaningful conversation. Following up is a crucial step after a networking event. It's important to follow up with the contacts you made. This could be through email, a LinkedIn connection request, or a personalized message. Following up shows that you value the relationship and are interested in maintaining contact. So don't let those connections slip away. Take the time to reach out after the event is over. Now, let's talk about making a positive first impression. When networking, making a positive first impression is crucial for building relationships and advancing professionally. Here are some tips for leaving a lasting and positive impression. Firstly, dress appropriately. Dressing professionally shows that you take yourself seriously and respect the event or meeting you are attending. Remember, your appearance speaks volumes about your professionalism and attention to detail. Next, pay attention to your body language. Maintain good eye contact, offer a firm handshake, and smile to convey approachability and confidence. These small gestures can make a big difference in how others perceive you. active listening is another key component of making a positive first impression. Show genuine interest in the other person by actively listening to what they have to say and asking relevant questions. This demonstrates that you value their thoughts and opinions, and it helps to create a connection. Authenticity is also essential when making a positive first impression. Be yourself and show genuine interest in others. Don't try to impress others with false pretenses. Instead, focus on building trust and rapport by being authentic and sincere. Preparing an elevator pitch is important here as well. Have a concise and engaging elevator pitch ready to introduce yourself effectively and succinctly. This will help you make a strong first impression and grab the attention of others. Following up is equally important after making a positive first impression. After meeting someone, don't forget to follow up with a thank you email or message to express your appreciation for their time. This shows that you value the relationship and are interested in maintaining contact. Now, let's talk about engaging in meaningful conversations during networking events. Networking is not just about exchanging business cards, it's also about building relationships through genuine conversations. Here are some tips to help you engage in meaningful conversations. Instead of sticking to yes or no questions, try to ask open-ended questions that encourage the other person to share more about themselves. This helps deepen the conversation and shows your interest in them. Active listening is vital during these conversations. When someone is speaking, give them your full attention. Avoid interrupting and show that you are actively listening by nodding, making eye contact, and providing verbal cues like "I see" or "That's interesting." Look for common ground with the person you are talking to. Finding common interests or experiences can help create a connection and make the conversation more engaging for both parties. Don't be afraid to share your own stories and experiences. Opening up and sharing your own thoughts and experiences can help build trust and rapport with the other person. It also makes the conversation more balanced and reciprocal. Stay positive and professional during these conversations. Keep the conversation focused on positive topics and avoid controversial or negative subjects. Remember that you are representing yourself and your professional brand, so maintain a professional demeanor throughout the conversation. And of course, don't forget to follow up after the event. Make sure to follow up with the people you connected with. Send a quick email or message to express your gratitude for the conversation and suggest meeting up again in the future. Following up is crucial for maintaining the relationship and keeping the connection alive. After attending networking events, professionals should prioritize following up to solidify the connections made. One common and effective way to follow up is by sending a follow-up email. In this email, it's advisable to reference something specific from the conversation to demonstrate attentiveness and interest. This shows the person you met that you were actively engaged and valued their time. Connecting on professional platforms like LinkedIn is another essential step in fostering relationships. It's a good idea to send a personalized invitation when connecting on LinkedIn, mentioning where you met to refresh the contact's memory. This platform allows for continued engagement through likes, comments, and direct messages, making it easier to stay in touch and nurture the relationship. Scheduling a one-on-one meeting is a proactive approach to deepen the connection further. Professionals can suggest meeting for coffee or a virtual chat to discuss potential collaborations or share industry insights. This personal interaction can strengthen the relationship formed during the initial networking event and pave the way for future collaborations. Offering assistance or resources can also be a thoughtful way to follow up. If professionals come across an article or event that might be of interest to their new contact, sharing that information can demonstrate value and a willingness to contribute to the relationship. This shows that you're invested in the connection and are willing to go the extra mile to be of help. Networking is not simply about making connections, it is about nurturing and growing them. By following up strategically and consistently after networking events, professionals can build a strong network that can benefit them both personally and professionally. Now let's talk about utilizing online networking platforms. In today's digital age, online networking platforms have become increasingly important for professionals to connect and expand their networks. Let's explore some strategies for leveraging online networking platforms effectively. One of the most widely used platforms for professional networking is LinkedIn. To make the most of LinkedIn, it's important to optimize your profile. Keep it updated with relevant information about your skills, experience, and accomplishments. This will help you stand out and attract the right connections. Connect with professionals in your industry on LinkedIn. Engage with their posts by commenting or sharing valuable insights. This shows that you are active and engaged in your field and can lead to meaningful connections. Joining industry-specific groups on LinkedIn is another great way to expand your network. These groups allow you to connect with like-minded professionals and stay updated on industry trends. Contribute to discussions in these groups by sharing your expertise and insights to build your credibility and expand your network further. While online networking platforms like LinkedIn are powerful tools, don't overlook the value of virtual networking events. Look for virtual events on platforms like Eventbrite or LinkedIn, where you can interact with professionals from different industries. Take the opportunity to introduce yourself, ask questions, and exchange contact information with attendees. Virtual networking events can be just as effective as in-person events in building connections and growing your network. In addition to LinkedIn and virtual events, social media platforms can also be used for networking. Utilize platforms like Twitter or Instagram to follow industry leaders, share valuable content, and engage in conversations. Be genuine and authentic in your interactions to build relationships with professionals online. These platforms provide additional avenues for networking and can help you establish your professional presence in the online world. Another effective strategy for online networking is utilizing platforms for informational interviews. Reach out to professionals on platforms like LinkedIn to request informational interviews to learn more about their career path and industry insights. Prepare thoughtful questions and show genuine interest in their experiences. This not only helps you gather valuable insights, but also makes a lasting impression and expands your network. Lastly, be mindful of maintaining a professional online presence. Potential employers or networking contacts may view your social media profiles, so it's important to showcase your professionalism and expertise through your online presence. Be mindful of what you post and share content that reflects your interests and industry knowledge. This will attract the right connections and help you build a strong online network. When it comes to networking in professional settings, following proper etiquette can make a significant difference in how you are perceived by others. Here are some essential networking etiquette tips for professionals to keep in mind. Firstly, dress appropriately. Dressing appropriately for networking events shows that you respect the occasion and the people you are meeting. Make sure to adhere to the dress code and aim for a professional and polished look. Dressing appropriately sets the tone for professionalism and respect. Initiating conversations is another important aspect of networking etiquette. Don't be afraid to start conversations with people you don't know. Introduce yourself with a firm handshake, smile, and maintain eye contact to convey confidence and openness. Taking the initiative shows that you are proactive and interested in connecting. Active listening is a key part of networking etiquette. Networking isn't just about talking. It's also about listening. Show genuine interest in what others have to say, ask thoughtful questions, and be attentive. This demonstrates that you value their input and helps to create a meaningful connection. Mind your body language. Pay attention to your body language as it can speak volumes. Stand or sit up straight, avoid crossing your arms, and use open and welcoming gestures to appear approachable. Your body language can convey your openness and willingness to engage in conversation. When exchanging contact information, do so in a professional manner. Have business cards ready to share and ask for the other person's contact details as well. Exchange contact information confidently and express your interest in staying in touch. Following up is crucial in networking etiquette. After networking events, make sure to follow up with the people you have met. Send a personalized email or connect on professional networking platforms to maintain the relationship. Following up shows that you value the connection and are interested in continuing the conversation. By remembering and implementing these etiquette tips, you can make a positive impression and build valuable connections in your industry. Networking is all about building relationships, and by setting the stage appropriately, making a positive first impression, engaging in meaningful conversations, and following up strategically, you can unlock the full potential of networking and elevate your professional journey. Navigating networking challenges. Hey there, are you ready to conquer those networking challenges like a pro? Well, you've come to the right place. Let's dive right in. First off, let's talk about shyness. It's completely normal to feel a little shy when networking, but guess what? Everyone else is there for the same purpose. So take a deep breath, put on a smile, and approach someone with a friendly greeting. You'll be surprised how welcoming people can be. Now, when you're breaking the ice, remember to start the conversation on a friendly note. Instead of jumping straight into business talk, ask the other person about their work or interests. This helps build a rapport and makes the conversation flow more naturally. But what about those awkward moments when you don't know what to say? It happens to the best of us. The key is to be prepared with a few conversation starters. Maybe you can bring up industry trends or ask for some career advice. These little tricks can help you sail smoothly through those awkward silences. All right, let's say you've had a great conversation, but now you want to network with others. How do you gracefully exit the current conversation? It's simple. Politely express your enjoyment in meeting them, exchange contact information for follow-up, and move on. Remember, it's all about making genuine connections with as many people as possible. Ah, rejection. It's a tough pill to swallow, but it's important not to take it personally. Not everyone will be receptive or have time to engage with you. That's okay. Just gracefully move on to the next conversation or group and keep your spirits high. The right connections will come along. Now, let's talk about the next step after a networking event. Don't forget to follow up with your new connections. A personalized email or LinkedIn message goes a long way. Mention where you met and express your interest in staying connected. It's a simple gesture that shows you value the relationship. Building long-term professional relationships. All right, now that we've tackled the challenges, let's focus on building those long-term professional relationships. These are the connections that really matter in the business world. Here's what you need to know. Following up regularly is key. A quick email or phone call after meeting someone can make a big difference. It shows that you value the relationship and want to keep in touch. Trust me, it goes a long way. But don't just follow up, provide value too. Be willing to offer help, advice, or resources to your connections without expecting anything in return. Being helpful is a surefire way to be remembered and appreciated. When interacting with others, show genuine interest in their work or projects. Ask insightful questions and actively listen to what they have to say. Showing that you genuinely care about their work can help deepen the connection. Make an effort to attend industry events, conferences, or seminars. These are fantastic opportunities to meet new people and strengthen existing connections. Plus, you'll stay up to date with the latest trends in your field. Be there for your connections during good and bad times.
Celebrate their successes and offer support when they face challenges. Being a reliable and supportive connection can solidify your professional relationships. Nowadays, social media is a powerful tool for staying connected. Connect with your professional contacts on platforms like LinkedIn to stay updated on their activities. Engage with their content, comment on their posts, and share relevant articles. It's a great way to nurture your relationships. When reaching out to your professional contacts, personalize your messages. Mention something specific from your last conversation to show that you remember and value the relationship. It makes a world of difference. Building trust is essential for long-term professional relationships.
Always be honest, reliable, and respectful in your interactions. Establishing a strong foundation of trust will ensure that your connections last a lifetime. Conclusion. Alrighty, let's wrap things up. Remember, networking is a two-way street. Be ready to offer help and support to your connections. Building relationships takes time, so be patient and persistent in your efforts. Keep the connection alive by following up with new contacts in a timely manner. And of course, always show appreciation for any help or advice you receive from your network. Oh, and don't forget to keep expanding your network. Attend events, join professional groups, and make use of online platforms like LinkedIn. And most importantly, stay authentic and genuine in your interactions. Building trust is key. Networking is an invaluable skill that can open doors to new opportunities and professional growth. So keep those tips in mind, go out there, and thrive in the wonderful world of networking. Good luck.
In this episode, we discuss the importance of networking in professional life and how it has evolved to include virtual platforms and social media, emphasizing the need for networking etiquette. We also provided tips for successful networking, including researching the event, dressing appropriately, bringing business cards, practicing your pitch, approaching with confidence, actively listening, and following up. Additionally, we address strategies for navigating networking challenges, such as overcoming shyness, breaking the ice, managing awkward moments, exiting conversations gracefully, dealing with rejection, and following up. Lastly, we discuss the keys to building long-term professional relationships, which include following up regularly, providing value, showing genuine interest, attending industry events, offering support, staying connected on social media, personalizing interactions, and being trustworthy, while emphasizing that networking is a two-way street where offering help and support to your connections is essential. Thank you for tuning in to Rayleigh Meets on the Move, where we've explored how to navigate the dating scene while on the go. Remember to subscribe for more valuable insights and advice on making your dating experiences truly unforgettable.